Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Wednesday, the 10th of September 2025. Today's topic is Shining for the Lord. Our text is taken from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out, and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle, and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Verse 16. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Key verse, Matthew chapter 5 verse 16. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. How can I shine for Jesus? This is the question a Christian child must always think about. If you have a glow-in-the-dark sticker, or a watch with glowing stripes, you would probably have noticed that when you hold it right next to the light, before you turn the light off, it shines a lot brighter. After a while, it loses its glow, and by morning it is rather dim. In contrast, the light that a Christian shines is different from the ordinary light from sun, electricity, or any other object. It is the spiritual light that has power to drive darkness away. Jesus is the light, and he also calls his friends light of the world. What it means is that he expects them to put on his nature and be like him. The nature will enable the world to see such children as Christ-like. You are called to shine for the Lord in all areas of your life. 1. Dressing. You must dress moderately and decently. Be neat but not worldly. Cover your nakedness and do not follow the trends of sinners. 2. Communication. Let not corrupt word come out from your mouth. Use your tongue to praise God, preach the gospel, comfort, and encourage people around you. 3. Friendship. You will cut off relationship with children that can have negative influence on you. Other areas we are to shine are in humility, showing love to others, in holiness and exemplary behavior. Prayer for today. Lord, make me a shining light in my community. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.